The NFL's handling of players involved in domestic violence cases has drawn widespread criticism, and its big-name sponsors, including Verizon, Anheuser-Busch, and Visa, are paying close attention. As NPR's John Idsey reports, they have a lot at stake.
Sponsors are not just advertisers. They're a select group of companies who together pay more than $1 billion a year to wrap their own brands in the NFL's aura.
NFL Thursday Night Football, sponsored by Verizon, XLTE.
Verizon's four-year contract with the NFL, which allows it to stream games through its cellular network, costs the phone company $250 million a year. A number of major NFL sponsors issued concerned public statements after the release of a video showing Baltimore's Ray Rice knocking his fiancée unconscious and child abuse charges against Minnesota star Adrian Peterson. Most of those statements echoed this one from Visa, which said, "Domestic violence in any form is unacceptable. It has no place in the NFL or our society more broadly." But it's likely there's a lot more than that going on behind the scenes, says Larry Shigoris, professor of marketing at Pace University in New York City.
There are phone calls being made, meetings being held, in which people are saying flat out in much more direct and colorful language, get your act together. We don't want our brand associated with a problem.
Shigoris, who spent 25 years in the marketing business, says these are calls the NFL needs to listen to.
Basically, the NFL thrives on the sponsorships and advertising much more than, say, ticket sales or other such things. Without sponsors, there's no NFL.
And last Friday, NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell said the league is listening.
We've been in contact with our sponsors, and what we've said is, we're going to clean up our house, we're going to get this straight, and we're going to make a difference.
Goodell said the league is developing a new, tougher policy on domestic abuse and will implement educational programs on domestic violence for league and team personnel. But how much leverage do sponsors really have to ensure the NFL does clean up its act? After all, the league delivers them a massive audience and does it in the last 3 months of the year, just when advertisers want to reach consumers most, says Stephen Gracer, professor of marketing at Harvard.
If we look at the fourth calendar quarter of the year, what do we see? We see Thanksgiving. We see Christmas. We see a lot of consumer purchasing.
So even though the last thing a sponsor wants is to be associated with controversy, they're hesitant to walk away from the NFL, says William Chips of the consulting firm IEG.
These companies that sponsor the NFL are, you know, needless to say, are huge Fortune 50 companies. And kind of the risk there is if they step away, there's a good chance their competitor is going to fill their shoes.
But the calculation about whether to stay or walk away from the NFL is different for each business, says Larry Shigoris.
The brands that clearly have a very clear linkage to the NFL based upon the audience, and that'd be the beer brands and the soda brands and such, they'll probably stay. But there are brands, you mentioned CoverGirl, there are brands that you wonder, do they really have to be there? Do they have to spend their money on the NFL?
William Chips says so far, the vast majority of sponsors is staying put. After all, they signed contracts committing hundreds of millions of dollars, which they might not be able to recover.
So it's not a situation where they can kind of just say, okay, we're not happy, we're going to just walk away right now.
Chip says he thinks unless the situation deteriorates further, next year at this time, most major sponsors will still be with the NFL. John Idsty, NPR News, Washington.